Drive to Kingdom Come State Park, 7 miles ahead. Here's how. Drive west to Cumberland on Kentucky 160. Take a right at the three-way stop onto Kingdom Come Drive. Follow the signs up the mountain to the park. Map is on page 3.
Tory man must have been drunk. You must have been drunk when you pawned your watch and trunk to get your baby out of jail.
This valley had the largest black population in eastern Kentucky at one point. U.S. Steel recruited black families from the South to work in Lynch's mines. This black community has long contributed a unique style and culture to the Valley. A few old-timers still do it today through a gospel group called the Tri-City Messengers.
You've been my sister and my brother too. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
That's what we believe,
I'm Alfonso Sims, and I'm one of the Tri-City Messengers. I was born April the 15th, 1927, at Earlington, Kentucky, and lived there most of my life. I worked down there in the coal mines.
My name is Benny Massey. I'm a Tri-City Messenger. I've worked in the coal mine for 30 years. I was born here in Lynch, Kentucky. And father was a coal miner, and it's 7 boys, and 4 of them worked in the coal mine. I can remember back when there was right at 5,000 people working here, and over 10,000 people lived around here. My dad, he originated from Alabama, down in Butler, Alabama. Back there, the history he gave me, Alabama, they used to run coal mine down in Alabama. And some of the guys worked down there. They come up here and went in the mine because they got a home. They gave them a home and a place to stay and better benefits up here in Lynch.
U.S. Steel.
In U.S. Steel. And they used to have all denomination here. They used to have Russian, Hungarians. Mm-hmm. All denomination was working in the coal mine, and you had stone builders. You can look at some of the buildings right here where they used to cut stone about a mile up the road. They cut the stone out, and they built these buildings.
Out of the mountains.
Yeah,
they out of the mountains. Cut those stones out of the mountain, hewed them out of the mountains. That's what, you know, you heard about hewed out of the mountain. That's what those stones were.
And trouble rise.
That was the Macedonia Baptist Church Choir from Cumberland, just miles down the road. They sung in an old-time mountain gospel style, unique to many southern black churches. Cumberland was first known as Poor Fork and was settled in 1820. Later, during the coal boom era, city boosters renamed it Cumberland.
Take a right at the three-way stop onto Kingdom Come Drive. Follow the signs up the mountain to the park. Map is on page 3. Resume the audio tour as you start up the mountain. Pause audio now.